We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Takes it down to the goal line, lost an edge, and it's Dylan Cousins. Turned over, Smith scores with a shot from the high slot. He ripped it, and it beats Lukanen for a 1-0 Rangers lead.
Nothing doing here yet, as reaching for it to change that narrative is Reinhardt, and he does. Reinhardt in front scores!
Red hot Sam Reinhardt again, and this game is tied at one. And we've got Dylan Cousins looking to step in again for one of his teammates. Cousins, look out against Rooney here. Cousins going to put him in a headlock, and now the bonnet is off for Rooney. Dylan Cousins is going to land on top of Rooney here. It was a scramble, but I think he came in at the aid of Kajula. And that's not the first time we've seen that from the workhorse, from Whitehorse. We lift it deep into Buffalo's end of the ice. Centering pass, one-timer, Lafreniere buries it, and the Rangers take a 2-1 lead. Strome trying to get it to the front of the net. Kreider backhands, advantage at an open net. Makes no mistake, a power play goal for the Rangers. It's 3-1. Strome gets it to the line and throws a hook down the ice that will end this game at 3-1.
Yeah, not the outcome that the team wanted, I'm sure. That's obvious because you play the game to win, right? Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. UPL looking, I thought, a lot better than he did in his first game, although not the same result. He didn't get the win. Rob Ray with us here, WGR 550 and MSG. Sam Reinhardt continues to light the lamp. I mean, we got to find the positives, right? We have to find the positives because you can't pick on anyone because, with all due respect, we are practically watching an American Hockey League team right now with some NHL players. And, you know, this is the future. These are the pieces that are the future of the team. So you have to find the bright spots in tough games like last night. Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Riv. I have one question for you guys, something that I watch these games, I think about regularly. I don't know how the hell Risto doesn't get jumped every single night.
His game's changed.
Tell me the game's changed all you want to, but I mean, we have a bunch of fights in the league last night. I just can't believe.
You're talking fights. Guys that are fighting aren't big guys, heavyweight guys. They're not. Right. Come on. Most of these guys would be want to avoid that as much as possible. That's why.
Okay.
What else?
I watch Risto and I just think, well, first of all, you know, his name comes up. People want to lose him for free in the expansion draft. And I think, I don't want to steal words out of someone's mouth, but a wise man said to me a few minutes ago, you lose Risto for free, your team gets worse. But I guess I'm not an expert. I need to just trust Twitter polls, but I just don't know how this guy doesn't get his ass kicked on a nightly basis. I can't believe Ristolainen has not been forced to fight more. I really can't believe it with the way he plays. And I love it. I love what he gets away with. It's insane.
I love what he gets away with, but it's amazing that there's so many opportunities for guys to jump Risto. And I think they're weary of him because he's extremely aggressive. they don't, he kind of looks a little crazy with his nice little beard that he has going on there. And there's just not a whole lot of guys in the league that are highly aggressive, like wanting to say, I'm not taking this. I'm going to force you to fight. Right. And he is, Risto is cheap. He is dirty. He, after whistles, there's bumping, a little cross check, slash in the back of the legs. It's constant every game. And it's amazing to me that he has not had to step up to the bell to answer some of these. And last night, for an example, I don't know what the heck he did behind the net, but there was a couple of Rangers guys that were going after him. And the one Rooney guy who's like, I don't know, where's he, a college kid? If I'm not mistaken,
what does it matter? Is it college or junior? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's yes.
You can't do that.
Can't do what?
There's no difference between a college kid and a junior kid. Okay, they're all equal when they get to that level.
What the heck are you talking about?
So don't just sit there and say, hey, a college kid's going
to there used to be. Is there not anymore, Razor? Because there used to be a big difference. I mean, you take a kid from the OHL, you take a kid from college, and you just say, yeah, the guy from college might be older, but I'm taking a kid
very
from junior
few, very
all
few
day
you
long.
Got, you got you, very few, and you got one of the exceptions on your team, Dylan Cousins.
Okay, where are other juniors? Huh? Yeah, no, that's not true. Because in junior hockey,
do your homework,
All right.
Watch the game.
Maybe you're right. And maybe I'm just kind of thinking back years ago that, you know, the college kids when we played were guys that had no idea what they're doing because they never fought a day in their life. Where, you know, guys that played in the CHL, there was fighting basically from the time that you were playing tier two junior A as a, like, as
you
a
had no
guy,
choice all, in junior. You were going to fight in junior. My brother was a second overall pick in the OHL. He was an underage pick in the OHL and he fought a heavyweight in his fifth game.
Yeah. And that's just the way it was.
And it was not by choice. He got jumped because that's what junior was.
You know, just going back to Risto, I'm surprised Risto, with how big he is 6'4", he's 225 pounds. He's in incredible shape. I don't know how he is not wanting to kill half the players on the other team. Like there's guys that are giving him shoves in the corner after he does something dirty. I'm just surprised he is not wanting to grab these guys and just beat the tar out of him because he's so big.
He does it in another way. He does it in the physical side, not so much the fighting side. You see him out there and he just runs from guy to guy to guy and hit him. That's how he does it.
I understand that, Rob, but the guys are going into the pile.
So why would you want him to go out and fight and then you're gonna miss a valuable piece of your defense sitting in the box for 5 minutes? That's what they all say. Instead of going out there and you know, playing the game he is and still intimidating, still hitting everybody and not missing any time due to penalty.
When you go in and you're highly aggressive and you go and try and punch a guy's head off his shoulders, all of those guys on the other team will stand up a little straighter and be even more weary of Rasmus Ristolainen. That's just the way they do now.
And he has that respect out there without having to do it because he does it in a physical way.
I think he worries players when he plays. Craig, you say that guys don't want to fight him or you're surprised they haven't. I'm surprised he hasn't been jumped more either. But like you said, I think people, they don't know what to expect. I don't think that anyone has ever really seen him fight ever, but they know how strong he is.
You can sit there and you can chirp all game long and do that. You know what needs to happen when you have, you know, Dylan Cousins, which is a great job. Okay, great job by the youngest player on our team.
Going in and
protecting one of his teammates. I really respect that. But at the same time, I don't think it should have stopped there. I think it should have kept on going. That's the way I think that we all look at things. Like you have to want to protect and make all of your players on your team feel comfortable. And I think you do it collectively. And I just, for years and years and years and years, I've been looking at this team, you know, for many, many years. And I know Risto. I know the way he plays. Okay. He's a highly aggressive. He's the most aggressive player we've had probably on this team in the last 10 years, bar none. He plays the same way each and every game, whether it's great analytics or not. I get it. I'm hearing all these people at home, you know, yell at me because his analytics are not great some nights, but he gives 110% each and every night. Okay. And I look at what he's
done. Do you have analytics to back that up?
Yeah, exactly. I look at him and I just feel like Risto has been by himself for years doing this.
He has, and we talk about it all the time.
And no one's protecting Risto. And people are like, well, he's 6'4", he's 225 pounds, he doesn't need protection. Everybody needs protection. Everybody needs to feel like they have someone has their back. And that's what great teams are all about. And I just feel like Risto has been by himself playing this highly aggressive on the line type of, he's cheap and he's nasty and he's dirty and guys get irritated and they're chirping them and they're hitting them after the whistle. And there's 2-3 guys in there face washing Risto. And we got our guys basically for since Risto has been in this team, just watching.
Gretzky stance.
Yep.
Gretzky stance. Risto over the,
I would love to know what Risto would be like and how much more Risto could give if he felt like he had guys that were backing him.
Makes a world of difference. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG. Razor, what did you think of UPL last night?
I thought he was good. You know, I thought that he managed game pretty well. He made the save when he needed to. He, he wasn't chasing the game. He was in position. I like how when, you know, there's a battle in front, he's always got his, it looks like he's directly at the puck. He finds loose pucks really well. No, I thought he did. He played well.
What do you think, Craig?
Here we go now.
No, well, I think Craig might have to eat his words a little bit. I mean, look, I know they lost, but I'm going to tell you, he played a lot better last night in the loss than he did in the win that he had in his first game.
Oh, the win, he was horrible. I thought. He was fighting.
First game.
And I think it's because it's first game and everything. He was fighting. Sure. Yesterday, game. He looked like he settled right in. He was settled into this game.
Well, I mean, what we all get to do right now as fans is, you know, we get to take a really good look at what we have for our future. He's a guy that, Petey and I argued a little bit about this for the past couple weeks about, you know, I'm very big on, you know, guys earning their spot. And Petey is like, nope, we need to give this guy an opportunity regardless of how he's playing in the minors or whatever it is. I'll tell you this. I watched him very closely last night. And gentlemen, he is going to be a very good goaltender. I'm just going to tell you right now, we need to mark this date. He is a really good goalie. He's a really big guy. He's got perfect size for an NHL goaltender. He's not too big. Like, Petey doesn't like the guys that are 6'6". Okay? And, you know, right?
6'7", 6'8", those guys.
No,
you're right. I have said that.
You don't like guys that are too big, and you're not a big fan of the 6'7" guys. You like to have guys around 6'3", 6'4", guys that can really move. And I'm going to tell you, Marty spoke about Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, a couple last week. And he talked about how he's going to need a little bit of time to catch up to the speed of the game, because the game in the American Hockey League is obviously a lot slower than it is here in the NHL. I tell you, gentlemen, I thought he was really good. I thought he covered the net very well. He seems to be very composed and you know, how he, his movements around the crease. I thought he was quick. He looks like an NHL goaltender. And I'm going to tell you, he's really young and he's got tremendous upside. I'm really, really, really pleased with what I've seen from this guy. And, you know, I don't think he's going to be with the NHL team next year. That's just my thought. I think he needs a year in the minors to have the ability to play multiple games, like 50, 55 games next year, where he's going to feel real comfortable. But there is a great, great future for this this young man.
But yeah. Why don't you think, Rivs, that he could play here next year?
I think he can't play here next year.
So just say he plays the rest of the season out. If I was them, I would lean on him the rest of the way and just see what I got.
Bravo, Rob. Thank you. Thank you. Someone who understands what language I speak around here.
Not this week when you play the Islanders, you got back-to-back games. Just put that up. But right now, I think that kid is in a position and the organization's in a position to find out what they have, right? So let him play. What do we have, 6 games left? Let him play the 5. Karski can play the back-to-back game with the Islanders and just see what the kid can do.
There's one word. There's one word that goes along with anything you do in life. If you want to get more comfortable and feel more acclimated, it's one word. Whether you're doing radio, whether you're a fourth line winger, and especially a goalie, rhythm. You need a rhythm. Like, yeah. Get in a rhythm. Get in the groove of a regular routine. Like, we all know what rhythm means. It's a broad stroke word, but it definitely is what you need in order to find out what you have in this particular situation with UPL. That exactly it. I agree. I want to see him play. I want to see him play all of them.
With the exception, okay, I want to see him before you guys come on
the camera. Back it up too here. Just a second. We talked the other day about signing Linus Allmark, right? What this kid might be able to do down the stretch here in these last, you know, few games, that could have a lot to determine on the contract offer, if any, towards Linus Allmark. You know, so do you want to sit there and tie Linus Allmark up for the next 5 years, and then all of a sudden this kid's ready to play next year, partway through next year, whatever it may be, and then what?
How long before you think, in a perfect world, how long do you think Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is away to being a number one goaltender in the National Hockey League?
I think it depends on the team you're going to have.
Is every kid that comes into the NHL now, Riv, is every player that steps into the NHL now, are they ready for the NHL truly? Like, as the league gets younger and younger and younger, can that argument still not be made for a guy like, or for goaltenders? You know, I mean, I'm wondering, I'm not challenging you.
What are
you asking?
What are you asking? So I can, I'm not sure your question, Petey.
I'm asking, what I'm saying is that there are players that are 20 years old in this league, and the league is so much younger that no one really marinates enough in the minors anymore. So,
yep.
So why can the same not be said for a goaltender if he's almost there and the team isn't, like, let's be realistic. Next year, is this team going to be a playoff team? We don't know the direction of this team. If they're not aiming for the playoffs and they do go and maybe another year or two building direction, maybe this is the guy you want. Who knows? Maybe it's not the guy you want. But
yeah, the difference of a goaltender compared to, you know, a right winger or a left winger or a centerman or a lefty is a goaltender at the age of 20, 21, first year in the league, they lose you games. They can win and lose you games. A winger is not going to win and lose you games. You can protect them. You can't protect the goaltender. So if a goaltender is going to be ready to play in the National Hockey League, and let's just say he's a backup and he plays 28 games a year, that guy better be ready to play. Because if not, you're going to lose a ton of games because he's not ready. All I'm saying is Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen last year, when he started that year, he came off a hip surgery. He went to the East Coast Hockey League. He played a number of games in the East Coast Hockey League, actually played very well. He got called up to Rochester Americans, played a handful of games in Rochester. Transition, games a lot quicker, much better players. I wouldn't say that he struggled, but he did not play great. Then you look at this year. He started his year in Finland, played in the Finnish Elite League, played 8-10 games over there, and then got brought over here with all the COVID restrictions.
How was he doing? I don't know the answer to this. How do we know how he was doing there?
In Finland?
Yeah, I'll look him up.
It's not an easy league, I'll tell you that right now. It's a very good league, and I don't know his statistics or anything else, but he got brought over here to North America, and now with all the COVID restrictions and everything in the minors, he didn't get a lot of playing. He only played, 12 games this year in Rochester? He has not played a lot of hockey in almost 2 years.
So he played he played 13 games in TPS this year, which is a team in Finland, right?
Yep. That's okay. The team I played for, yep.
Yeah. And his 2.52 goals against and a 908 save percentage. I mean, that's not terrible in any league.
It's average. It's average. Nice. It's solid.
It's average. Yeah, it's average.
The point is right now you have a 21-year-old goaltender that hasn't played a regular season in almost 2 years. And we're talking about possibly bringing
But this year in Roch is a crapshoot, Craig. It's a crapshoot because you had, again,
that's my whole point. So why rush this kid? Why not get him some normality in his game next year, where, you know, the season next year in the minors in the American Hockey League will be back to normal. He will get most likely out of the, the games that they play. He'll probably play 50 games next year. He'll be given a workload that his body can get accustomed to being the guy and playing, because he hasn't had that normality in almost 2 years.
Well, it might have been good that he hasn't had that normality in 2 years because of the surgeries he's had to have on his hips and that. So it's given him plenty of time to build that up and, you know, get them back in shape before he had that workload.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
Rob, I'm going to tell you, your performance today so far, it's like, I feel like I'm in the court of law.
So, Rob, let me ask you.
I would want you representing me, Razor. Go ahead,
Ruth. What you're saying is right now, there's 6 games left in the season. You want Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen to play at least 5 of those 6. See what we have in this young guy that will indicate to the Sabres and Kevyn Adams what direction they should go with Linus Ullmark.
Not so much in the direction. I mean, I might think about the term.
So what would be too long? Let's just say Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen played very well, really well. Does that mean that you're not looking at signing Linus Ullmark to a 5-year deal? Is 5 years too many? If you
too
see
much.
Too much?
2 years.
Too much.
I'm giving Linus Ullmark, I'm going back and I'm staying firm. I don't, you can shake your head all you want.
He has been UFA. He has all of cards in his pocket.
LTIR. Those are the only initials that matter to me right now. He can't stay healthy. So you tell me a team's going to go throw a 5-year deal at a guy that can't stay healthy here? No one's going to sign him to a 5-year deal. Nowhere. No one's going to sign him to a 4.
Okay.
Maybe a 3. If he leaves, he's not going to make as much money as he would make here. I'll tell you that right now. I don't think him hitting the UFA.
He's also 27 years old. He's also an unrestricted free agent. He can also go and pick where he wants to go. There are going to be opportunities on other teams. If you go look at the goalie market, okay, there are teams that have, there are a tremendous amount of goaltenders out there right now that are coming, their contracts are coming due. Now, whether that team wants to re-sign them, we don't know. But I'm going to tell you right now, if Toronto Maple Leafs know that Linus Ullmark is available and they can get him for a 1-year deal for $3.5 million and Linus goes to Toronto, we all know the firepower on Toronto. We all know what they have in Toronto. Linus might flourish in a 1-year situation.
Is he going to play? Is he going to play over Jack Campbell?
You think?
No.
I 100%. 100%.
You think he's going to play over Jack Campbell in Toronto?
100%.
Well, yeah, I guess Jeff here in the rundown is saying it all depends on how the playoffs go for the Leafs. I guess that's basically what it's going to come down to.
Yeah,
but
I, like you're gonna have Anderson leave. I'm using.
And you say 1-year deal in Toronto, Craig, and that's why I said 2-year deal here, and I would pay him top dollar here for 2 years because I do believe his play has earned it. I believe his health has cost him the long term deal. So I would meet him in the middle. I would pay him more than I would on a 5-year deal.
I know, but we're in a situation here, and we are in a situation here in Buffalo that we need Linus Allmark more than Linus needs us. Linus is going to have options to go inside.
Isn't that what UPL is trying to? We might be sitting here. Go ahead, Rob.
No, I'm just saying, you just got done saying, Riz, that there's a ton of goaltenders coming available this year, right? The need to re-sign.
Yes.
There may be a better option out there.
There may be
that guy out there.
Well, for us or the team that Linus is thinking about.
And willing to sign a decent deal for a couple of years. And then that buys you time to see if,
And I'm going to tell you
is ready to go. So you might be
He might not be as good as Linus.
Well, he might be better too.
Was that a half made point there, Craig? I feel like you were you're about to no.
I agree with what Rob's saying. I Linus Allmark is an unrestricted free agent. He has all the cards.
Yeah, but there's going other to guys have out the there that have all the cards too, right? So if they're free agents.
Yes, but those other Linus guys Allmark that is not we're the only
free
about,
agent goaltender available this year.
He's also not going to want to price himself out of the league either.
But you got to understand, there's a number of goaltenders that are their contracts are coming due, okay, and the guys that they could re-sign back on their team are like 3 and 4 years older than Linus. That's what I'm saying. Linus Allmark is going to be coming available at age 27 as an unrestricted free agent goaltender. There's guys in the league that are going to be 30, 32. Okay. They're still great goaltenders, but it's all the direction. Does the team want to spend, a $4 million salary on a 32-year-old or a 27-year-old?
It's an interesting
depends on what he comes in and does.
But it all depends on whether or not he's going to have to do the physical and everything too. We got to go to break. Sam Reinhart lighting it up. He is now 10th in the league in goals. Is he a key piece building block? So I guess my question is his performance helping the Sabres from the standpoint of he is a key piece going forward, or he is helping improve his trade value for the offseason? We'll talk about that at the Instigators right here at WGR 550 and MSG.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
I'm a little bit confused, to be honest with you. In order to wear a mock turtleneck, don't you need a neck, which Razor does not have? Like, his head literally just sits on top of his shoulders like this. So where's the turtleneck part supposed to go?
Like a pumpkin on a haystack.
Just like a pumpkin on a stick. That's all I got to say.
Oh, my God.
That was – were we live when we were talking about that?
That's fine, guys.
Uh-oh. Are you going to get us tonight? Turn your damn beeper off, would you? Who is it?
It's Minor Hockey.
Oh.
You know what happened last night is tryouts were last night.
I took my little guy for a skate. He lasted 20 minutes.
And one of our kids came down and got diagnosed with COVID yesterday. And they had to cancel the whole tryout.
Shut up.
Because of this one kid. So I was like, oh, all right. Yeah, so now they're just dealing with that.
Oh.
That's the way it is.
Nice.
As if there wasn't enough drama in minor hockey, eh, Rob?
So are you the head coach, Rob?
No. I can't take the head position. I don't have the time. I'm the best coach,
so
but I'm not the
so
head
what
coach.
So what you're saying is you're the puppet master.
Yeah, I'm the backup coach. But when I told them when I'm there, I'm in charge. Okay.
When I'm not there, I'm sure that went over well.
The rest of them can figure it out. But when I'm in there, I'm in charge. And I like running the D too. I don't like running the forwards. I like running the D. I got a defensive mind, Rivs.
All right. Can you even skate backwards?
Can I?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. We had this conversation last night about skating backwards as a forward in the NHL, okay? You never have to do it, right? I get traded to Ottawa, and Jacques, we know, hated me. So he made me play defense every day with Shane Knighty, okay? Rob Ray, Shane Knighty, play defense. And I said to him one day, he has those little groups, you know, before and after practice, calls everybody in and has his little speech. And so it was one day at the beginning of practice, calls everybody in to say what we're going to do. And he says, Rob Ray, Shane Knighty, you play defense on this group. And I said, hey, Shaq. He's like, yes, Rob Ray. I want to thank you, man, because I've been in this game for 15, 16 years, and I've never been able to skate backwards. Now I got it down pat. Thank you. I'm glad I learned this before I ended my career. He just kind of looked at me like a real dumb look on his face and go, okay, let's get going. You know, he just had no personality to sit and take. And all the guys are just laughing their heads off, right? And they're just – they were so intimidated by this guy. And I was like, I knew the situation I was in. So I just threw jabs out there every time I could. But yeah, I ended up learning how to skate backwards by the end of my career.
Nice.
You
nice.
Did it as a kid. You kind of got away from it and then get back. You could all skate backwards. It was just a matter of at a level and a speed to, you know, defend.
Yeah. That's the thing. Growing up, even when I grew up when younger, you know, back years and years and years ago when we were all younger, forwards typically never skated. They never skated backwards. They never wanted to skate backwards, pivot forward. And now you look at these guys that are playing in the National Hockey League or kids that are playing at a high level. Every single player needs to be a great skater. Skating's the most important thing.
Well, without question. It's interesting you say this. My son is the furthest thing from a hockey player, but I took him out for a skate last night with kids his own age because he's never skated with kids his own age. And there are some really good skaters. Not as good as I was, but there are some really good skaters at eight. And I'm joking when I say that, but I walked in and I gave my his name and his age and everything. And they said, what position does he play? And I said, position? He's eight. Do these kids come in as centermen? They come in as wingers? They come in as defensemen? What do you mean? What position?
At age eight?
At age eight. I'm thinking to myself, I said, wait a minute.
At age eight, you're starting to understand how close you are to the NHL.
Yeah, I know. Clearly. I mean, like,
the draft
is 10 years away. Draft is 10 years away.
Be a good D, you be this.
I already have an
allowing hit. To come to practice and let the coaches decide, you know, what would be the best position for the kids. We're 12 years old. We still have parents going, oh, I think my kid would be a better D. I think my kid this. I think it, whatever.
Well, I text Craig Button and said, make sure you put my son on the 2031 draft list as a centerman. Because that's, you know, I said I have an in, so I'm going to,
use what you got.
But we had Mike Zygomanis on the show the other day, and he said something that I think every hockey parent needs to hear. And it's funny because my brother and I had the same conversation yesterday about it.
That was great. Yeah.
He said when he got to the NHL, he was a centerman. Coach asked him to play wing. He didn't know how. He never played wing in his life.
Yeah, he played center his entire career in the GTHL, the biggest, most prestigious league basically in the world for youth hockey, right? And he played center his entire time. And then he started telling us a story. Petey, go ahead.
Well, no, he just said that exactly what I just said, that he got to the NHL and the coach said, can you play wing? And of course he's going to say yes. But he didn't know how to play. He never played wing. And he said, every kid should play every position. I mean, no one really knows this about me. I was a defenseman until I was 12.
I was too.
I should have been a defenseman.
I went to junior and I started playing forward.
I was moved to forward because we had no one with size on forward, but I was a defenseman and I wasn't a good defenseman, but I loved defense.
I don't know why I got put on defense from the time I started. I played one full year and I don't know why to this day. And I didn't really ask questions because I didn't really care, to be honest with you. But I played right wing for a full year. Scored 75 that year, not a big deal. But I went back to D. I went back to defense the next year and I played my entire life. I played all the way through junior into the minors, into the NHL. Whoops. Good enough to make the top six on the defense. What did they do to me? They took me and they stuck me on right wing. And I played almost half the season that year with the Montreal Canadiens as a right winger.
Well, this kind of relates to someone that I want to talk about anyway. This is all fascinating. So note to parents, you go to a tryout at eight and they ask what position, you're limiting your chances to make the team if you say one position. You really are. There's 15 spots in the team. If you say center, there's four or three. You say wing, there's eight, but probably going to play your side because that's what you do. Lefties play left side now. I don't understand that either. Let's talk about this. Sam Reinhart, no Jack Eichel. The biggest criticism of him over the years was, number one, can't play center in the NHL, drafted as a centerman, has to play wing, can't play without Jack Eichel. No Jack Eichel, now playing center, 10th in league scoring, 22 goals. What do we do with him?
Ribs. I'm deferring my time to you.
Well, if I don't know why you guys are hesitant in asking this. I sit and I ask the question because I'm back and forth on Sam Reinhart all the time. All the time.
How much? I want you, Petey, to try and help Rob and I out. And you're going to be the GM. Okay. You're going to be
again?
The GM for the day. You're going to, yes, again. Tell me the number. Tell me the contract number, length, the whole shooting match for us to be able to keep Sam Reinhart.
To keep him?
Yes.
Or what I'm offering him if I'm the GM.
So he's.
I'm fearful of the GM because I probably know realistically that Sam would probably like a change of scenery. So I'm very grateful for how he's playing so I can maximize the trade value. But yep. If I have to pay him to keep him, I have to pay him at least, this is not what Andrew Peters would pay him, but I think the GM of the team would have to pay him at least the first number 7.
So point, 7 million.
7.25, 7.5 is what I feel like I'm going to have to pay.
This
you paid Skinner
real...
$9 million. You paid Skinner $9 million after a 40-goal season. What is Sam on pace for? 36. He's going to ask for 8. Last year he was asking for 7. This year he's asking for 8.
Listen, I mean, I know that Sam Reinhart's going to go in and he's going to be talking about Jeff Skinner's contract, but I don't think anybody should be talking about Jeff Skinner's contract. Okay, I mean, it's just something that we should not be talking about and comparing guys to Jeff Skinner's contract. Let's just leave it alone. Let's just not even go there. Sam Reinhart.
I'm glad you're saying that as me being the GM, and we don't have to. That works.
Sam Reinhart has produced. We can all sit here and say that he has produced throughout his career. Came into the league at 19 years of age. He scored, what, 21, 22 goals that year? Had 42 points as a rookie. It's a pretty damn good year. And then he followed it up the next year with an even better year. Okay. 47 points. And then the next year beyond that, we ask our young players, we need you to continue to push and get better. What does he do? He scores 25 goals and has 50 points when he's 21 years old. That was not good enough for a long-term contract. They asked Sam, you need to show us that you can be even better than that. We're going to sign you to a 2-year deal. Okay. We're going to give you a bridge gap. You have to show us. The next year he scored 22 goals and had 65 points. He showed them. Okay. The last year of that deal. In 69 games, had another 20 goals. He had 22 goals and 50 points. He was on pace for a high 50s, say 58, maybe even 60 points.
Okay, so where are you going with this?
He finishes his bridge deal. They say, no, Sam, you need to show us more because we're still not quite sure whether we want to sign you to a long-term deal.
Well, did Sam want a long-term
deal?
No,
he has 22 goals.
That's the other
question. He has 22 goals. He's 10th in league scoring. He has 36 points in 48 games. He's on pace for 39, 40 goals. He's on pace for 55, 60 points again. And we're sitting here again talking about Sam Reinhart and what we pay him. His comparables are two guys. They're extremely, extremely comparable in the goals, in the points, in ice time, everything. And that's Brendan Gallagher for the Montreal Canadiens and Chris Kreider from the Rangers.
And that's
both
what I don't,
guys,
that's what, you know what I don't like
guys,
is that you're comparing statistics and apples and oranges at the same time. Similar statistics, but apples and oranges.
What do you mean by that?
You know exactly what I mean by that.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I don't know what you're saying.
Are they the same type of player? Do they get the same stats the same way? Like, does Chris Kreider get his stats the same way as Sam Reinhart and does Brendan Gallagher? Or do they play with different – are they a different style of player?
I would say all three of them are actually very similar in their style. They're just a little bit different. They're a little bit different in stature. You have, you know, a Chris Kreider who's 225 pounds. He's a 6'3" guy. You know, Sam Reinhart is a 6'2", 195 pounds. And Brendan Gallagher is a water bug, and he's like 5'9", 180 pounds.
Well, you and I can continue this conversation in the next hour, but Rob's here and he's got to leave soon. So Rob, is there a theory? Cause we have to go to break and then we're going to come back and talk about a couple tilts in the league last night. You have a theory on this with what's happening with Sam? He's playing exceptionally well.
Hey, he's done everything they've asked. They've done everything he asked. He's improved every year, as you said. Would you like to keep him? Heck yeah, because he is good. And he's proving it. And I think he's proved a lot of people wrong.
Proved it every year.
Being able to play multiple positions and doing it exceptionally well. And, you know, what could he have done if, you know, he had Jack all season long? That number could be doubled by now, you know, or much, much higher, obviously. I don't know. I just think that I think we talk about this, but it's going to come down to the direction these guys are going to decide to go in at the end of the year. And, you know, is Sam the kind of guy you want around young kids? I hope so, and I would think so. And I think he could, you know, do an awful lot for these guys. You listen to Girardi yesterday asking who stepped up in the room here as a leader, and Sam was one of the first guys he said that. So I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy that Sam is – you know, accepted that role, taken it on. And I just think that it's all going to depend on where they're going, whether it's, you know, see if we can build to give them a different look, or on the other side too, what is Sam?
How do you make those changes though?
Like Sam is, what'd you say? 27, 20,
25,
25 years old. Is he looking at something here that he's going to say, hey, you know what? It's time that, you know, do I have another?
That might be the theory behind the 1 year deal for both sides. Maybe it was let's try 1 year, see what we do with Hall and Jack
maybe
and everything.
That's all
and
he
then
wanted. Like maybe
we'll reassess.
Maybe that's all he wanted. He just, hey, I'll give you a shot. You made a lot of changes here. Let's give it a shot and see how it turns out.
You know, we talk about Jack being here.
So what now?
Well,
like, does that mean that they're, like, you know, you're in a situation that you're like, okay, we're going to bring back Jack. We're going to re-sign Sam. You know, you're going to keep Risto, and you're going to work with what we have here. Or are you going in a completely different direction where you're going to be moving Sam, you're going to move Jack, and you're going to move Risto? And think of right now what you're going to gain in bringing in from those three players. It's going to be organization changing.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no question about it.
If that's the direction they go.
If
but
that's the direction.
Too, if that is the direction, the return you're going to get is super. It's going to be really, really good.
Yep.
But, and you know, you guys talk about Monahan all the time. Trading Sam for Monahan, no chance. The Sam has way more value than what that guy's got.
Who said
straight way up? More value.
Okay. We're just trying to ignite the trade, Rob. We're not trying to make the deal.
But I'm just saying, I think Sam is looked in this league as extremely valuable because he could play on any top line in the league, and you've got Pierce Knight and the way he can feed the puck, the way he can, you know, score himself. I just think that he would be so valuable to anybody out there, and I would imagine there'd be teams lining up to pay this guy.
So why would we look to move him then?
I'm not saying we are. I'm just saying if that is the direction you're going, if you do decide that that's what you're going to do is move him, then your return is going to be great.
And I think the player always gets protected in this situation.
You sign the guy and keep him here. Fantastic. I don't think you're going to lose here. You're going to win on both sides.
But
like
you say
Eichel trade, and I'm not saying the team wants to trade Jack. That's for sure. We're not saying that. I'm just saying, what you would get for Jack would be organization changing.
Yeah. And add Sam to that. You set yourself up.
Yep.
Or if you keep them both, you're still set up.
That's right. Yep.
You're still set up, but you're still a little thin in the cupboards, I think, because you know, like there isn't still a ton in Roch. A lot of your young prospects are already on the team.
They're here.
They're here.
PD, anything you're going to get for Jack and Sam, it's going to be players that are established.
I know, and that's what I'm saying to you. Like you
established
almost
players plus some stuff to put in the cupboard.
One of the only ways
get a huge return if that's the direction they decide to go.
I don't want to go back to 05, 06, but the way this team specifically, because it's not a free agent drawing marketplace, it's through trades and drafting. And that's how you have to build your team.
Petey, guys are going to go wherever the money is. Guys would play in Antarctica if they're going to make the right money. It doesn't matter.
But here, if this is Antarctica, we have to overpay because it's Antarctica and we can't afford to do that anymore. Like that's the problem. Like we had to do it with our own guy, Skinner. We had to overpay to keep him here. And it's like, you know,
I'm not saying free agency is the way to go because that's a tough call sometimes.
Right. Right. That's but what I mean.
I think just the deals that you could put together for any of those guys, your three main guys, your Risto and Sam and Jack, if that's the direction they're going, then I don't think you're going to take a step back. I think that you're going to build your cupboard. You're going to get your contract situation under control and you're going to improve your team.
All right. We got to go to break. When we come back at 11 o'clock hour, which is just a few minutes away, but 11 o'clock second hour, I'm going to talk to Craig about there's a debate going on out there. Who would you rather lose in the expansion draft for nothing? Borgen or Risto? If that were a risk, do you have a choice? And what do you do to try to protect both of them? Razor, if you're back next segment, because we're way over break here, we're going to talk 5 minutes.
You're over, and I'm over too.
Yeah, you are over.
I got a fence to fix.
I like the shirt. Square wheels says it all.
That's life, baby. I ride that baby. I ride that bike every day.
Rob Ray, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, guys.
Instigators Hour 2 coming up. Stick around, more to come. We're talking expansion draft, Risto, UPL. We'll even take your calls and tweets. More to come.